This is Minnesota Public Radio News. It's just about 9:28, and we've heard that from the White House that the President Barack Obama, is going to address the country live in the next few minutes, as soon as 10:30. We will continue with Studio 360, but we will interrupt programming if necessary to bring you that address. This is Minnesota Public Radio News. You're listening to Minnesota Public Radio News. Once again, we're interrupting programming. Al-Qaeda's elusive leader Osama bin Laden is dead. That's what's being reported. And his body has been recovered by the U.S. authorities. CNN reported on Sunday night that U.S. President Barack Obama is going to make a statement soon. In fact, we will be carrying that live as soon as he is ready to make that statement. Once again, Osama bin Laden has been killed and the body has been recovered by U.S. authorities. This is Minnesota Public Radio News. You're listening to Minnesota Public Radio News, 91.1 KNOW Minneapolis, St. Paul, 91.3 KNBJ in Bemidji. Read breaking news and listen online at nprnews.org. Speaking of breaking news, the President of the United States is about to address the nation from the White House. So the subject of the address is that Osama bin Laden is dead and his body has been recovered by U.S. authorities. We are going to take the president's speech live. We will also cover with BBC News, as they will be covering this event live as well. Just about 10 o'clock here at Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hello, it's 3 o'clock GMT. This is The World Today from the BBC World Service with Madeline Morris and Pascal Harter.
And today, the founder of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, is dead. His body has been recovered by the U.S. authorities. We're expecting a statement any minute from President Obama.
Also today, foreign missions and embassies under attack in Tripoli after the Libyan government accuses NATO of trying to assassinate the Libyan leader.
Plus, the crackdown in Syria, reports of multiple arrests.
And also, the murky depths of the Clearstream affair, how political intrigue is coming to light in France.
And for the next step, China should be more good at science. Create more knowledge, contribute more to the world.
Why made in China is no longer good enough for the Chinese.
But mostly we'll be bringing you updates on the news that Osama bin Laden has been killed and the U.S. has his body, expecting a statement shortly.
This is an NPR special report. I'm Jamie McIntyre, NPR News in Washington. The White House announced a short time ago that President Barack Obama is making an unusual late-night statement, but did not disclose the topic that he will discuss. Sources have been reporting that Al-Qaeda mastermind Osama bin Laden is dead, and the United States has the body. The reports come from the Associated Press, the New York Times, and various American network news organizations. President Obama is expected to make that announcement from the White House sometime in the next few minutes. Standing by with us is Don Gagne, NPR national political correspondent. Don, what would it mean if these reports turn out to be true, that Osama bin Laden is in fact dead, almost 10 years after the September 11th attacks?
Well, yeah, Jamie, first thing, I think NPR is now in a position where we can confirm that this is what the president will talk about when he comes out in the moments ahead. What it means, I mean, think it has been nearly 10 years since the 9/11 attacks. So this goes well beyond symbolism. This is an announcement that Americans, that the U.S. government, that the military have literally been waiting for, hoping to be able to make for that full decade since 9/11. We do know that Osama bin Laden has not been in recent years kind of the lead dominant operative figure within Al-Qaeda, but that does not really diminish the power of this announcement that we're looking to hear from the president shortly.
Do we have any idea how much day-to-day influence Osama bin Laden had been able to wield over Al-Qaeda in these last couple of years?
I am not prepared to answer that, and I think that is largely an unknown question, except for the fact that it is believed that it has been certainly diminished as he has been hiding and moving around. The most we've seen from him are those occasional video or audio tapes that would be released and then broadcast. That said, while this certainly does not mean the end of al-Qaeda, you know, we can't overstate that, we also do have to recognize that this is a very important announcement for an American president to be able to make.
And that's Don Gagne, NPR national political correspondent. Again, repeating the top story, the White House has scheduled an announcement for this hour to make an announcement. NPR has been able to confirm that the president will announce that al-Qaeda head Osama bin Laden is dead and that the United States has the body. We'll bring you more details as they become available on this NPR station. This is NPR.
Hello and welcome to the world today on the BBC World Service. And you join us just as some very dramatic news is breaking.
Osama bin Laden is dead. Nearly 10 years after the September 11 attacks, the body of the founder of al-Qaeda is in U.S. hands. Our correspondent Paul Adams joins us live from Washington. Paul, what more do you know?
Well, it's all pouring onto the airwaves as we speak, and we are waiting for President Obama to make this dramatic announcement in the White House in just a few minutes' time. What the news channels here are saying is that indeed the president will confirm that the United States has confirmed evidence that Osama bin Laden has been killed. That means that they have seen the body. It has just been reported that he was killed in Pakistan in a mansion outside Islamabad. This is one of the many, many details, of course, that we want to hear confirmed by the president. It's also been it's being reported that this was on the basis of actionable intelligence and that the method of death was via a U.S. asset, which everyone is presuming to mean that this was some kind of drone attack, which has been very much a characteristic feature of American operations both in Pakistan and in Afghanistan in recent months. In fact, a great increase in the use of drones under the presidency of Barack Obama. But of course, there are all sorts of details that everyone is very, very anxious to hear, and it is just a few minutes before we hear them from the president himself. Everyone is very, of course, very excited because just until about an hour or two ago, it looked like a dead Sunday evening. The press corps had all been told to go home. There was nothing more for them to do. And suddenly they were all called back by the White House for this announcement, which was due about 20 minutes ago or so ago and has been pushed back a little bit, but it's expected to be imminent.
And Paul, we do understand as well that the U.S. is in possession of his body, according to the reports.
Yes, that is one of the reports. Certainly it is understood, widely understood, that the United States is sufficiently confident to be able to make this announcement, and that confidence stems from the fact that indeed they have seen and may indeed be in the possession of the body. It's perhaps hard to imagine a strike taking place, particularly on ostensibly friendly territory, without them wanting to then go in with or without the Pakistanis and of course recover the crucial evidence. It's also being reported that in this villa there were other members of Osama bin Laden's family. Of course, one of the many questions that will be asked, if indeed this turns out to be the case, is how long has Pakistan known that Osama bin Laden was residing very close, it seems, to the seat of Pakistani power? Who in Pakistan knew about this? Was anyone involved in sheltering him for all these years?
Indeed, because the most widely believed reports were that he was still in the tribal areas, absolutely nowhere near the capital Islamabad, and certainly not living in a luxury mansion so close to the seat of power.
No, fairly extraordinary detail, if indeed that is true. And you're right that over these past 10 years, there has been all manner of speculation, but most of it has centered on the tribal areas, on the border area, some suggestion that Osama bin Laden might have been slipping in and out of the border. But of course, those tribal areas have been the focus of intense military activity by the Pakistani military, but also, of course, by U.S. forces, occasionally on the ground, but also largely through the use of of drones and other aircraft. So it's a very difficult place for someone like Osama bin Laden to operate. We have all, of course, rather lost sight of the search for Osama bin Laden, with some people speculating even a few years ago that he was no longer perhaps at the top of America's list of priorities. I suspect it's the case that he has remained at the top of a certain part of America's espionage and military capabilities throughout, that there probably have been people whose working lives have been absolutely dominated by the search for Osama bin Laden, and they, of course, will be feeling extremely pleased with themselves. Just as, of course, people will ask, legitimately, is Osama bin Laden today, in 2011, the figure that he was back in 2001 when his followers launched those devastating attacks against America? That, of course, is a very big question. The nature of Al-Qaeda, which has has fragmented, has become a franchise with people calling themselves Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, Al-Qaeda in North Africa, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and so forth. Just how influential and central and important a figure is Osama bin Laden in that rather disparate network today?
They're all very legitimate questions. Paul Adams, our correspondent in Washington. For now, thank you very much. We will go to that speech by President Obama as soon as we do get it. It has been, as Paul said, pushed back and time and time again. But of course, we will break into any coverage as soon as that does come.
And as Paul was mentioning, little bits of information seem to be trickling out even ahead of the president speaking. It seems now that the US hasn't confirmed which forces acted in the killing of Osama bin Laden and whether the US acted alone. Well, as we wait for that statement by the US President Barack Obama, let's remind ourselves of who this man was, Osama bin Laden, because for a man who was rarely out of the news following the September 11th attacks on the United States, many details about Osama bin Laden remain remarkably sketchy. There's disagreement, for example, about exactly when he was born and how many wives he had. His whereabouts had previously been a mystery since the Taliban government of Afghanistan was overthrown in November 2001. Our colleague Grant Ferret has this assessment of Osama bin Laden.
The day that hijacked aircraft slammed into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon propelled Osama bin Laden from a relatively little-known figure to one of the world's most instantly recognizable. But as he sought to avoid being captured or killed by the United States, he remained an enigmatic figure. His communications with the wider world were confined to recorded messages broadcast mainly through the Arabic satellite television station Al Jazeera.
What the United States is tasting today is a very small thing compared to what we have been tasting for tens of years. Our nation has been tasting this humiliation and contempt for more than 80 years. Its sons are being killed. Its blood is being shed. Its holy places are being attacked. And it's not being ruled according to God's decree.
Osama bin Laden was born into money. His father built up a large and highly profitable construction company in Saudi Arabia. One of about 18 sons, Osama bin Laden worked for a while in the family business. In his early 20s, his life was transformed when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan.
When he went to Afghanistan in the early 1980s, this was a young man, very young man, who wanted to make a reputation for himself in the midst of a holy war.
Christopher Dickey of Newsweek. Osama bin Laden spent nearly a decade in Afghanistan, establishing links with radical Islamists from around the world. When the demoralized Soviet forces withdrew in 1989, Osama bin Laden went home to Saudi Arabia. The following year, he offered military support to King Fahd when Iraqi forces invaded neighboring Kuwait. To his horror, the king rejected his offer and instead turned to the United States. Stripped of his Saudi citizenship, Osama bin Laden returned to Afghanistan, by now ruled by the Taliban, which shared his interpretation of Islam. In 1998, he urged Muslims to kill Americans, including civilians, wherever they could find them. Numerous attacks followed, including those on the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania and the warship the USS Cole off Yemen. Then came September 11, 2001. Osama bin Laden praised those involved. President Bush said he would be hunted down, dead or alive.
I don't know whether we're going to get him tomorrow, or a month from now, or a year from now. I really don't know. But we're going to get him.
While many Muslims condemned the loss of life in New York and Washington, Osama bin Laden was widely seen as a heroic figure, standing up for the Palestinians and opposing American domination.
That was Grant Ferrett reporting. Well, we're still waiting for that statement from Barack Obama, President of the United States, about the death of Osama bin Laden. And while we do, let's get some immediate reaction, though, from some of the people who've been watching this very closely. Let's speak to Professor Rohan Gunaratne, Head of Militant Studies at the Institute of Defense and Strategic Studies in Singapore. He's the author of the book Inside Al-Qaeda. Professor, thank you very much for joining us. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Now, how much of a blow is this going to be to Al-Qaeda? Because he is more than just a leader, isn't he? He's also symbolic.
Bin Laden is the emir or the prince or the leader of Al-Qaeda. And he also headed the political committee of Al-Qaeda, the most important committee. Other than that, he inspired and instigated about 30 to 40 different other terrorist groups in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East to attack both Western targets and targets at home. In many ways, his death is a major blow, not only to co-Al-Qaeda, but the wider Al-Qaeda family of groups, as well as those homegrown organizations and cells and individuals that were inspired by him.
Okay, so he was an inspiration across the world to all Al-Qaeda groups, but did he actually take part in the planning, the execution, the okaying of attacks around the world that these groups carried out?
Yes, bin Laden was a hands-on terrorist. He worked very closely with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of 9/11. He approved the timing of the attacks, the modus operandi of the attacks. He funded those attacks. He was not only a spiritual and an ideological leader, but he was also an operational leader of the most dangerous terrorist group the world has seen.
So how would you expect to see Al-Qaeda affected by the death of Osama bin Laden? If anyone is just joining us now, just tuned in, that is what's happened.
Bin Laden was a very powerful ideological figure. He influenced and inspired so many other groups. So without bin Laden, it will be very difficult for Al-Qaeda to inspire and instigate other groups to follow in the footsteps of Al-Qaeda.
You really think that this might cripple Al-Qaeda as an organization with all the tentacles that it's got all over the world, from Yemen to Morocco?
This will not cripple Al-Qaeda, but it is the single most significant blow to Al-Qaeda, because it took nearly 10 years after Al-Qaeda attacks on America, the 9/11 attacks, for the U.S. and coalition forces to hunt him down. So in many ways, this is a very significant victory, not only an actual victory, but a very symbolic victory in the fight against terrorism.
Well, Professor, please do stay with us here on the BBC World Service, but we're getting more news now about the death of Osama bin Laden.